قریب آ جائیں اور صلوات پڑھیں بابا سے بلند. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين رحمة للعالمين الرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد أبي القاسم محمد. وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. صلوات. First of all, I would like to congratulate Imam of our time on birth anniversary of Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salatu wa salam. And all mu'min mu'minat, I recited ayah from Surah Az-Zumr, Surah number 39, ayah number 10. When we are talking about Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salatu wa salam, actually there are few qualities which are attached to this personality. If you talk about obedience, it's attached to Hazrat Abul Fazil Abbas. Obedience, loyalty, patience. And for that reason, in Salam, in Ziyarah, we are reciting every Thursday night, Assalamu alayka ya sabir, المجاهد المحامي الناصر والأخو الدافع. There are five qualities of our Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Peace be upon him. He is patience. المجاهد, one who has done jihad. المحامي, and then الناصر, محامي the defender. An-Nasir, the helper. Wal-Akhud-Dafi, and helping brother, helpful brother. Because he helped his brother. Al-Mujib-Tat-Rabbi. Al-Mujib. What is the meaning of Mujib? One who responded ita'at of Allah, obedience of Allah. Because in Quran, in Surah Al-Anfal, Surah number 8, ayah number 24, where Allah is calling believers by calling him, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillah wa lirrasool idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O believer, istajibu lillah, give response to Allah and messenger of Allah. Idha da'akum, when they are calling you. That means, number one, Quran is saying the one who is obedient to Allah, Quran is saying, believer, it's your duty. When you are being called by Allah and Rasul, give response to them. And here in Ziyarah, we are reciting our Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam, he responded, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Call of Imam. And he was obedience to Allah. Actually, it was not obedience of Imam. Actually, it was obedience of Allah. It was linked between Nubuwwat, Imamat and Allah. Now Quran is saying, Lima yuhyikum. When you are giving response, when you are being called by Allah and His Messenger, result is, we will give you life. Life was given by Allah. But what kind of life it is which Allah is giving them? What kind of life Allah is providing them? In another ayah, in another place in Quran, Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, ayah number 97, where Quran is saying about this life. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw unsa. Whoever is doing good action, amala salihan. Men zakari, not only man and woman both. If you are doing, performing good action, either you are man or woman. فَلَنُّحْيَيَنَّهُمْ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. We will give you hayat. But what kind of hayat it is? Pure hayat. حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. And then Quran is saying, وَلَنَزِّيَنَّهُمْ أَجِرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we shall reward them. What action they have done, we will reward them better reward for their action. So actually, if you look at these ayat, from these ayat, we can understand the one who was obedient, he was Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. One who was loyal, he was Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu salam. There are several ayat in the Quran which talks about loyalty and wafa. And these are in praise of Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now, he was how obedient? There are few events from the life of this great leader. Number one, when our third imam, he was called by governor of Medina. Because when we are describing bravery, we are saying that the brave one who can do anything what he wants, this is not bravery. Brave is the one who is doing whatever Allah wants from him to do. Whatever Rasul wants from him to do, whatever Imam, because loyalty, patience, bravery, all these three are in one lane. These are in one line. He went to the courtyard of the governor, and Hazrat Abbas, he was just ready to fight. Sword was open. Imam is saying, control yourself. Abbas is not saying anything. If Abbas is fighting there, or blood is shedding there, it was not bravery. Bravery was that to control his anger, because Imam is saying, no, stop, this is not the place to fight. Why Abbas he controlled himself? Because his father, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ajyaun nas man ghalaba hawa. One who is bravest, who is? Who control his desire, who control his anger, who restrain his anger. Control. It was the first time. Now they are in the Mecca. They wanted to perform their Hajj. Mecca was holy town. Bloodshed was not allowed. Imam changed his ihram of Hajj into the Umrah, and thereafter he comes out. Hazrat Abbas, he was able to fight, but Imam is saying stop. He controlled. So we are calling him brave. Now he was on the way. They were going to the Kufa. On the way, they received the news that Hazrat Muslim, he was killed. He was martyred there. Hazrat Abbas, he was ready to fight. Imam is saying, control. Abbas, he controlled himself. It was 2nd of Muharram, they arrived in Karbala. But for, he insisted them to stay in the Karbala. He stopped the way of our Imam. Hazrat Abbas, he was able to fight with him. Imam is saying, but he controlled. It was 4th of Muharram, Shimr. He has taken charge of the bank of river of Farad. And Imam, he moved from the bank of the river of Farad to the other place. He left Abbas. He was able to fight. He controlled. Morning of Ashura, he controlled. Till he went, he controlled. Why? The one thing, because it was the command of Imam and Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas, about whom we are reciting in Ziyarah. Al-Muti'u lillah wa lil-Rasul. He was obedient to Allah, he was obedient to Rasul. Walil Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he was obedient to Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he was obedient to Hassan, and he was obedient to Hussein. So he was obedient to all, about whom Quran is saying, Atiyu Allah wa Atiyu Rasul wa Alil Amri Minkum. So all kind of the itaat, if you want to see in one man, you can see, you can find completely in the life of Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam. And see, that is very wrong thing which is spread in our society. Sometimes people, those who are unable to control their anger, son, his name is Abbas. And if he is getting angry very soon, short-tempered. So people, they are saying, see, why? The reason is that his name is Abbas. Look, at the history of the Abbas and the life history of Abbas. Abbas, he was the one who was loyal one. He was the one who was brave one. He was the one who was restraining his anger. Really, it is shameful if people they are saying. I knew the people when they were saying we want to change name of our son because his name is Abbas. See, it is your training. Do not blame Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas. They are saying because Hazrat Abbas, he was Jalali. Jalal means what? Jalal means anger. From where you are describing the Jalal means anger? Jalal means greatness. Jalal means not anger. Jalal means Allah. Jalla Jalalahu. He is great one. Greatest. Abul Fadl Abbas is greater. But he is not the one who is short-tempered. He is forbearing. He is patience. He is loyal. And about Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas, there is a hadith of our Sikh Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. When he is praising, he is saying, Kana ammana Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam. Our uncle, Hazrat Abbas, there are two qualities mentioned by him. And really, these are very great. Imam is saying, Kana ammana al-Abbas, nafizul basira. Nafizul basira means what? Nafizul basira means deep in spiritual vision. It was Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas. Kana nafizul basira. Deep in spiritual vision. Was sulbul iman. And he was strong in faith. And you can find these two qualities in the life of Hazrat Abul Fadl Abbas alayhim salatu wasalam for the 32 years from the time of his birth till Siffin till Karbala. Salawat pranay baba azay bulan. Rafta rafta mujhe khud aadat ho jayegi inshallah ke kis tarike se khulasa kiya ja sakta hai. Salawat pranay baba azay bulan.